So now I want to teach about the distinction or the marks of Buddhism, what distinguishes a Buddhist view from any other teaching. And these are called sometimes the four marks or the four seals. And they're not entirely different from what we've already talked about, but this is just a certain way to talk about them. So the first mark, or the first seal, is that all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. That they're produced by causes, and that they have an existence, and then they go out of that particular existence. So anything that is born also ceases, dies. Or, you know, like with an object, it, you know, you have the glass, and then at some point this glass will be broken and it won't be a glass anymore. And even the components of it will break down. Even rocks and things that we think are unchanging are actually changing. So that's something, that's one of the marks. Even now we can see, just, I don't know if you've noticed, in the last few days you can feel more and more autumn in the air, just since this retreat began. Yeah. That's how it is. Maybe this afternoon we can do some time outside and just sit with something and watch it change. Mm-hmm. We do some, maybe sit from, you know, 4 to 4:30 or something, and then go outside for a half hour or something. Okay. And just sit with impermanence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just sit with a tree and watch it, or flower. Even things that you think are not going to change if you watch them. So then the second one is all conditioned phenomena are suffering. Conditioned, or sometimes it's called contaminated. And it's contaminated by the kleshas, or the poisons or the afflicted emotions. So it doesn't mean that the world is bad. It means that when our world is conditioned by afflictive emotions, then we will suffer. And so the main thing is fear of not getting what you want and fear of getting what you don't want. So I think you've probably noticed in sitting over these few days that your mind takes you everywhere. Your thoughts have you, you don't have them. And so we can see how we're under the power of passion or aggression or ignorance. And when you sit a lot, it becomes very vivid. It'll be a lot more vivid than you want it to be. But they say that it's like, you know, when you start to practice, it's like a hair that you've had in your palm has gone into your eye. You know, so it's not that actually it's suffering is less, but or more, but it's that you are experiencing it more. You're more aware. So because we have no freedom, we suffer. We're just dragged around. So then the third one, the third seal, or the third distinction is that all phenomena are empty of self, or empty of a discrete self, whether it's oneself as a person or a phenomena or other people. Everything and everyone is empty of a self, because the self cannot be established. So this is something unique about Buddhism. This anatman, which we've talked about, or non-self. According to the Buddha, the idea of self is imaginary and has no reality. It's the base of all kinds of harmful and disturbing thoughts, such as me and mine and so forth. And then the fourth mark or seal is nirvana. Nirvana is peace beyond peace beyond suffering, or cessation of suffering. The fourth seal is a result of the first three. When you really understand those first three in an experiential way, then you reach nirvana.